Hi, this is Rabbi Shlomo Landau, and this is Short Vart on Parshas B'Shalach. There was a fascinating experiment that was done by psychologists in trying to determine human psyche, and they realized something fascinating. They gave people the opportunity to pick apples, to go apple picking, and they pre-measured the size of the apples, the redness of the apples, the allure of the apples, how ripe they seemed and appeared. And they noticed that even if the riper, juicier, larger, more attractive apples were on top of the tree, people always picked the apples at the bottom of the tree, the lower part of the tree, even if they were substantially inferior. And when they asked them, why are you picking those inferior apples? Why are you not picking the apples on the top of the tree? The people always replied, what do you mean? These apples are larger, they're juicier, they're redder, they're more attractive. And psychologists realized that because it was more difficult to climb to the top of the tree, they were fooling themselves into taking the path of least resistance. And that was picking the apples that were at the bottom of the tree, even though physically, realistically, they were inferior. And psychologists call this cognitive dissonance, but it's just how it is. Human beings, it seems, are wired to take the path of least resistance. And we find this remarkable thing literally at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach. It says that Hashem commanded Moshe not to take the Jewish people through the land of the Plishtim because it was near. Because Hashem said, perhaps there'll be some type of war, maybe Amalek, someone will start up with them and they'll go back to Mitzrayim, which is mind-boggling. Imagine for a moment, God forbid, that a person was in the concentration camp. They escape the concentration camp and they encounter some type of conflict, some type of challenge. The last place in the world they would ever run back to is the concentration camp. So why would the Jews return to Egypt if they have a problem? And explain the Ma'ali Musar that even though it doesn't make any sense, why would you return to Egypt? Why would a person return to such a terrible situation? But the bottom line is that's human psyche. We always return to the point of least resistance. And that messes us up a lot of times in life. Instead of putting in the extra effort and taking the more difficult path, at greater dividends, unfortunately we go the other way around. But the truth is that Hashem helps us with something at the end of Parshas Nitzavim. In Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah teaches us, the Torah says, Ki ha-mitzvah zos asher anochi mitzav chayom. The mitzvah, Torah, lo ba-shamayim hi, it's not distant, that it's mi'al-alano shamayim, we have to climb all the way to get it. V'lo ma'ever layom, it's not geographically distant. Ki karo ve'lecha ha-davar me'od, beficha u'bevav chalasoso. Torah is close to you, in your mouth, in your heart to perform it. At the same way that Hashem created human psyche, that we should take the thing that is the closest, He also placed Torah within close proximity. It's easy for us to grasp it. And if we could train ourselves, we could kind of shift the perspective that accessing Torah, accessing mitzvos, accessing Yiddishkeit, Ruchnius, is something that's closer to us because it's within us. It's already pre-planted inside of us. Then we can overcome that cognitive dissonance and we could choose the thing which is closest to us, even if perhaps accessing it is more difficult. Bezus Hashem, hopefully we'll have a great week and we'll be able to access the inner close part to us and upgrade our lives. Have a great Shabbos.